Hi, this is Byron.
And this is Jake from This Is Fashionable.
I hope you're well. As promised, this is part two of the earlier podcast where we covered two events this week. One being a game convention in World Trade Center in Dubai and Taste of Abu Dhabi. So on the first one, we made a slight error. The actual name of the event is different. So the event that we're going to today is called
Game Evolution.
Game Evolution, that's right. Which is not to be confused with the event that we covered a couple of days ago, because by all intents and purposes, it's a different event, and let's hope so. But we spoke about that in that podcast. Let's talk more about Taste of Abu Dhabi and what we experienced there. So first and foremost, what was really exciting about it is the Wailers performed live. How cool was it to see those guys?
It was pretty cool. The crowd loved them, which was good to see.
I tell you what was really cool about that event, certainly about the Wailers' performances, that when you looked and scanned across the crowd, you really saw an eclectic mix of people all skanking out to reggae music, which I thought was really cool.
For those that don't know, skanking out is dancing.
Well, it's
vigorously.
No. Skanking is really about two-step, slow-moving, and if you don't know about dancing and skanking to reggae music, definitely Google it on YouTube, or Google it or check out YouTube and find out exactly what skanking is, because skanking looks cool.
Cool.
That's all we're going to say about that.
Yeah.
So, so the Wailers obviously performed live, and it was really great to see them. Obviously, remembering Bob Marley, but hearing Bob Marley songs and songs from Bob Marley and the Wailers ring out across a packed Do Arena in Abu Dhabi was really quite exciting to see.
Yeah, I got that sense, man.
What's your favourite Bob Marley track?
No Woman, No Cry, mate.
Everyone says that.
I don't know, but, well, honestly, and this is going to be a bit controversial, I'm not really into reggae and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh.
So
you heard it here first.
Fashionable or not. Yeah, it's not really my thing, so I know that's your kind of genre more so. So what's your favourite song from the Wailers
and Bob Marley? I like Chase Those Crazy Barleds. I quite like that track.
I have never heard of that.
Have you not?
So I can't comment.
That was quite good. It's, yeah, Bob Marley always had a political agenda attached to kind of what he was saying. He wanted freedom of music and expression, not just for Jamaica, but across the world. And I think he succeeded in part in raising the profile of Jamaica and reggae music.
He brought it to the masses, for sure.
Exactly, right. Although there were many others, I guess he was the pioneer. But yep. I do like quite a lot of Bob Marley's music, but I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm a huge Bob fan. There are other groups coming out of Jamaica and the Caribbean who I have preference towards, but I kind of get it. But anyway, it was nice. That's not
yeah.
About
the crowd loved them. That's the most
nice,
important
yeah, the
thing.
The crowd loved it, and you know it's a big thing to have the Wailers here in Abu Dhabi. It was really cool.
We were rushing around so much we couldn't even get an interview with them, even though we were lined up to get one.
But yeah. That was a real shame, and I know you would have really enjoyed it, listeners, listening to kind of some of the Wailers and talk about how they've moved their music forward from obviously Bob being no longer here with us, but how they keep his memory alive with lots of different
tours
worldwide, and different music that they produce. But having said that, the event on the whole, as we mentioned, was to cover and speak with different restaurants, and we kind of did that. We had some really cool food.
We had a lot of really cool food.
Well, I had a hell of a lot of really cool food. But it was really nice to kind of have a chat with some of these chefs that were there and ask them a couple of really pertinent questions, such as, you know, when us guys are in trouble, what types of things typically would we cook to try and get back in the good books? You know what I'm talking about, listeners, where you've forgotten something or you've done something. Seemingly, women can get upset at the slightest things. And it means that the argument...
There's a lot of making up to do.
Yeah, the argument escalates, and before you know it, you're in the sofa, you're sleeping on the sofa, kind of freezing your toes off. But this is kind of a way of how you prevent that from happening, or if it does occur, how you kind of get back into a good books and they say that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, but
same for the woman.
Same for women as well.
For sure.
So check that out on thisisfashionable.com. Mm. Those are reviews coming up. But we spoke with the chef de cuisine at Viceroy, really cool guy by the name of Wafi Al-Zahim. And he was given the lowdown on, you know, what would you cook to impress your missus? What would you cook when you're in a bad books?
Honestly,
you burn water,
I wouldn't cook. I would probably take her to one of these restaurants that we. I'd probably take that route.
All right, maybe
making
we'll
it a bit
that.
Of an event.
Which of the restaurants that impressed you with the food that they tried that you tried?
Caramel was nice. I think we had a little. Was it tacos?
It was like a seafood taco.
Yeah, it was like tuna, I think.
It was tuna taco. I know it doesn't sound very impressive, but it was really very easy to
do. I'm partial to a taco anyway.
Yeah, that was pretty decent.
That's a good point. There wasn't many Mexican restaurants there, if any, which is a shame because that's a really popular form of cuisine worldwide.
Yeah.
But the actual samples that we had at Viceroy were amazing.
Yeah, they were really good.
I know you were having, for the first time, you braved it. You had a camel a meat kind of sandwich.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that.
I wasn't brave enough to do it.
Basically, there was this kebab, which was like a traditional kebab that you would normally get from anywhere.
Really
tasty. Like lamb or chicken or wherever. But it was made of camel meat. Now, I did say camel meat, and when Chef asked me to try it, I was a little bit skeptical at first and thought, there is no way that this camel is passing my lips. And that's the first time I've ever said that. But having kind of been persuaded by the chef to say, yeah, no, try it out, it's really good. I tried it, and it was really good. So, look, check out camel meat. I wouldn't try horse, but check out camel meat because that's pretty decent. But, you know, another guy that we thought were really cool and another area that we thought were really cool to go and visit as well is so the Viceroy. So a big shout out for those guys. Also, we had the opportunity to check out Sadiac's Beach Club.
That was, they were the ones who gave the taco, sorry. Amazing food, amazing.
Really good food. And for those who don't know it, it used to be called the Monte Carlo Beach Club. It's now called Sadiac Beach Club. And that's a really nice venue.
Definitely going to be taking the missus down there to get myself out of trouble, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for standard.
Very scenic. Yeah,
really
nice
beautiful venue. Beautiful place. It's also got turtles on the front of the beach, which is like it's a protected area, so you can't actually walk on that side, but you can
view
these turtles, and you'll see dolphins and so on and so forth every time you go down there as well, so... great thanks to Rene down there at Sadiac Beach Club for having a chat with us. And you can see that interview as well on This Is Fashion, which is a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Yeah. So let's talk really briefly. I know we're running out of time, but let's talk about...
I don't know where the time goes.
Yeah, it just disappears, isn't it? It's so much fun doing this podcast. So we've got quite a number of events coming up this week. We've got
Game Evolution,
which we're returning back to, hopefully to see some competitions... and check that out and cover it over as well. That will be available on
the
website.
Minds Pop 12.
Minds Pop 12, yep. That is the street art event that's happening in Dubai as well. We're going to be covering that and then giving you our opinion on that. The other one as well we've got is
It's a little bit unique. There's a bespoke belt designer in town. So we're going to check them out at the Boulevard... Emirates Towers.
Yeah.
That should be awesome.
Yeah, and if we do have time, we will be going out and checking out the event, the pre-owned boat show as well.
Let's hope.
Let's hope so.
Crazy day.
Speaking of which, we better go, but keep it tuned, keep it locked, and remember,
this is
fashionable.